Gates closed. All set.
It's Case the Race on Double X 1090.
And they are off. Hart's fun to catch as they come off the turn. Curran giving his all. A length and a half behind. Too close to call.
Now with the ultimate hour of horse racing, here's Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp.
Happy Saturday morning to you all out there. This is Case the Race Radio. I'm Toby Terrell alongside my co-host Larry Zapp. And what an opening few days, opening of Del Mar Wednesday and right on through our first cool Fridays that we had last night at Del Mar we have had. In fact, we've had a few days at Del Mar of record proportions. What an opening day on Wednesday, filled to capacity. And what a beautiful, young, vibrant crowd we had out there. They were in tune with everything. I mean, it kicked off with the Star Spangled Banner at 1 o'clock, and I felt that energy right away throughout the whole grandstand. It kind of reminded me of being back at the Meadowlands, actually in New Jersey, when I went to a Giants game. I haven't heard that kind of electricity since LT was playing back there, and I made my way into that football stadium. We had the same feel at Del Mar. It could not have been a better opening day at Del Mar, and we have the sheriff in town. And what I mean by that is not the sheriffs out on the street. They're out there too, but we have John Sheriffs in town, and of course everybody wanting to know what's on his mind, because what's on his mind will take us right to what's on the mighty Zenyatta's mind. And I happened to run into John first thing this morning at the coffee shop, so he's here, and hopefully he likes what he sees here at Del Mar. I'll tell you one thing. We had a little bit of a, it was called a hiccup by President Craig Fravel of Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, and he labeled it right, because this morning at Del Mar, we had one of the best training sessions for the horses I have ever seen. The horses were bouncing off the track in dynamite fashion. Rich Tedesco, as billed, the track superintendent at Del Mar, is right on his game, as I knew he would be. Phenomenal adjustment to the track. We got the best racetrack now you could possibly ask for. And, Larry, that's got to be great news to everybody.
Yeah, it definitely does have to be great news to everybody. You know, what they called it was some separation of its poly track materials. And this was after this beautiful opening day of over 45,000, a record crowd, Toby. The fans were everywhere. Whether you were into racing or not, you became part of it, and you became part of this big scene known as opening day. And I'll tell you, every opening day, I swear, we get a couple thousand new race fans. They come for the party, but they end up leaving thinking, wow, what an experience. You know, not just the people, the party and tendencies, just basically the racing. And the racing has been very good in the first 3 days at Del Mar, Toby. You know, business has been very nice. Even Thursday, when you had a lot less people than the 45,000, you had good energy in the air. And then last night, they have that 4 o'clock post. They have those quality bands like Pinback last night. And I'll tell you, the fans start coming in about the fourth and fifth race. And I'm talking about the young people that help the regulars make this like the best possible place you want to be on at opening Friday night. In the first 3 days, been strong business-wise. You know, no changes really in the leaders. Joel Rosario leads early in the first 3 days, and Doug O'Neill leads in the trainers category. So these are your two winners at Hollywood Park, and maybe, just maybe, we're going to see them try to defend their titles by getting off to this great start that they've gotten off. But I'll tell you about, we're down at Del Mar, and these horses give us so much, Toby. Sometimes we have to give back to the horses. And on the line right now, we've got from Del Mar Racetrack, the Director of Owner Services for the TOC, and that's the Thoroughbred Owners of California. Lucinda Mandela is going to be on the show, and she is right now to talk about tonight's event. where we can give back to the horses. Lucinda, are you out there?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. We're down at Del Mar, another year, another great opening day, and this is going to be another great opening weekend. You're on the show today because you're going to talk about Karma, C-A-R-M-A, and you're going to tell us basically what it's about and what we can do to help these horses that give us so much pleasure.
Okay, sure. Well, Karma is a nonprofit charity that was started in late 2007 by an owner and breeder here in California, Madeline Auerbach, who I'm sure you all know.
Miss Unusual
Heat.
Who
really felt that it was time for the racing industry to make a regular contribution for the care of these great horses after they're done racing. And with the help of the TOC, we started Karma. We raise money. It's the only thing the charity does is raise money and awareness for retired racehorses that have made a start here in California. And they can be anywhere in the country, but they have to have raced here in California for us to support them. And so we have one major fundraiser a year down here at Del Mar. This year we moved it to opening weekend, as you were saying, a great weekend of racing here. And it's tonight, the 24th, at the Del Mar Hilton. We're very excited.
Yeah, we're very excited, too. Jim Rome has been doing those commercials that a lot of people have seen. And, you know, if you have ever received anything from these horses, which anybody who's ever been to a racetrack has, today is the day or tonight's the night after the last race. Is that correct, Lucinda? You can go over to the Del Mar Hilton?
Yeah, we're at the Del Mar Hilton Hotel right across the street from the racetrack. We're going to start after the last race. The theme tonight is Poker in Paradise. We're having a Texas Hold'em tournament to raise money for these horses. Anybody can play. You can register at the door. It's a $200 donation to play. If you're not a poker player, that's okay. We've got other fundraising opportunities and food and drink available, so we encourage everyone to come and just check it out. There's going to be a lot of owners and trainers and jockeys, industry insiders there.
Celebrities.
Shoulders with all of our great stars.
Lucinda, this is Toby Terrell, and it's great to hear your voice on our show here this morning. I talked with you so much at Santa Anita through the past couple of months, and one thing that I want all the fans out there to know that may really want to plan to be there tonight at the Del Mar Hilton to get involved in this great event. Number one, Jim Rome's going to be there. I mean,
yeah.
What more reason do you need to show up?
Yeah, Jim's been a great supporter. His wife, Janet, is on the Karma Board of Directors, and they have really taken this cause to heart, so we're grateful for both of them.
Yeah, it's going to be an event in itself, and if I'm not mistaken, isn't there some kind of a, if somebody wins a few dollars or even doesn't win a few dollars today at the track and might want to win the grand prize of them all, what is that special kind of grand prize I heard about that is supposed to be there tonight?
Well, we've got a couple of different things going on. You know, raising money for charity, the prizes for the poker, for all those poker players out there, this is not a cash tournament, and there aren't big, huge, you know, prizes to win in the poker tournament. But we do have, through the generosity and support of kind of the racing industry, some great things to offer. Del Mar has given us a table for four on Pacific Classic Day in their turf club. Santa Anita has donated a season box for their winter meet starting on December 26th, so you can be an automatic season box seat holder. We have some great artwork. We have gift certificates, a lot of great opportunities. The Daily Racing Forum has donated one of their online subscription packages. Breeders' Cup has given us two tickets to the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs.
Don't leave out the dinner at the Pomplamoose, because those of you who have been
dinner for four. Jeffrey Strauss is a big supporter of ours. He has generously donated a dinner for four at the Pomplamoose sometime during this meet. So for everybody that comes down and is here on a regular basis, that's a great one. We also are doing a couple of fundraisers before the cocktail hour, during the cocktail hour. And one thing, the Mosses were very generous and had a saddle towel made with Zenyatta and Karma's name on it for her to wear in the morning during training. And she wore that, and then we had all of the connections sign it. So that is going to be an auction item that we have available for all the Zenyatta fans out there.
Wow.
One of a kind. I spoke with Dottie at length about this. There is not another morning exercise towel that she has worn out there available to collect. So we're very excited about that.
That's going to be a hot
prize. We also
have
a drink special going on to raise money. You get a chance to win a diamond donated by Prince Jewelers in Arcadia.
You know, Lucinda, like you said, if you play, come in and play and donate your $200. If you don't play, donate your $200. Get one of your friends to play, but show up whether you're playing or not.
Absolutely. Please. There's a lot to do. And if you don't play and you don't drink margaritas, that's fine. Come. Enjoy. We would take all the support we can get. And it's a fun party. This is our third year doing it, and we're really... It's a fun, fun evening and a great, great cause.
One more time, because Larry and myself, we're definitely showing up. We want everybody out there who's listening to us right now that's going to be anywhere around the Del Mar racetrack. The Del Mar Hilton is right literally across the street.
Right.
And
Six 6 o'clock, Del Mar Hilton. Poker starts at probably 7:30, because I'm guessing the races will be a little late today. They usually are. But 6 o'clock, the Del Mar Hilton tonight. It's across the street from the racetrack. It's a really fun time. Please come.
Can't wait.
Lucinda, thanks so much for
joining
us. We'll see you there.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All righty.
You know, Toby, and you know, we get so much pleasure, you, myself, the listeners to the show, the regular visitors to the Del Mar racetrack or any racetrack, and these horses give us so much in the mornings, in the afternoon. So give back to them. Show up at the Del Mar Hilton after the last race, and it'll be the best $200 you've ever donated in your life, and you'll have a lot of fun, all the personalities. I know so many owners, trainers, and jockeys who will be there. You mentioned Jim Rome. It's going to be a scene, so show up at the scene at the Del Mar Hilton right after today's last of 10 really nice races. Toby, let's discuss early Del Mar so far. The Poly track is a different track than the Hollywood Park cushion track or pseudo-cushion track, and before that we have the Pro Ride at Del Mar. You judging these horses and analyzing these horses in the morning, put into words what you think might be the most interesting difference of these horses switching tracks and coming down to Del Mar. Do you think workouts in the morning before they run matter, the way they gallop, certain barns are more prepared early? How would you break down the first 3 days and how we're going to take control of this meet the next couple of weeks?
Well, I know that no matter what racetrack you're at, that's all important. I don't care which racetrack you're at, in which state or which country for that matter, you always need to be aware of the surface that you're running on, because that will dictate a lot of times, you know, which horses are going to be able to run their peak races versus maybe their just normal races. And, you know, we've had a very interesting few days at Del Mar in regards to the racetrack. And one thing that I'm sky high over right now, as I sit here, is just the immediate adjustment that Rich Tedesco, the guy who came down here with the weight of the world, at least the weight of the Del Mar world on his shoulders, he's the track man. I watched this guy in action at Santa Anita and got to know him very well, had very in-depth conversations with him, kind of just watched along because I watch the horses train every morning. I try to watch them all. I try to watch them all work out. I try to watch them gallop to see how they're moving, see how they're acting. And, you know, I think the thing that Del Mar is trying to do, which has to be commended, is they're trying to listen to everyone. They're trying to actually please everyone. And I think they did it last night with the Friday Twilight card. You know, if you like horses that were running out near the lead, you cashed a lot of tickets. Now, myself, I just like to see that happy medium all the way around. And the really big news is we had it this morning for training. I actually had a chance to speak to Rich for a couple of minutes before coming on the air here. He was so happy to hear the condition of the racetrack this morning. And I'll tell you what, I've been around the country. I've been to Fairgrounds. I've been to Keeneland. I've been to Churchill Downs. I haven't actually clocked horses in New York, but I sure watched the racetrack there yesterday at Saratoga, and I saw one word on the screen that I hate to see, and that is sealed. Whenever I see a track that's sealed, I just want to run and hide, because I know from decades in this game, going back to my grandfather who brought me into this sport, that was a dirty word to him. And after all these years, I understand why. Larry, what is sealing a racetrack And why is that just no bueno?
Well, you're trying to protect the track, and now you're trying to stop the inconsistencies of, say, the mud, and then eventually you have to open that seal. When you open the seal, you start opening up inconsistencies. You know, it's kind of a quick cure to keep a track together. We've learned with the poly track or the pro ride that, you know, if it drains correctly, and we had a little problem in San Anita's winter, but typically when we had that problem, the inconsistency in the track on Thursday morning, and a couple of early exercise riders reported it to their trainers, I believe Bruce Headley and Janine Sahadi, came to the management of the racetrack, Toby, and they worked on the track that whole morning. We had abbreviated training, but we had perfect racetrack, I thought, in the afternoon as we did last night. And we don't have to worry about what, say, Saratoga has to worry about. Yesterday, Saratoga had a sloppy track for their opening day. It hurt their overall business. And the bottom line is they're not expecting a lot of rain today, but they might have to deal with opening the track up. And if it's not sealed, it might get a little, you know, it might get very muddy. And that's a very hard track to handicap. And I don't know how safe it is for the horses. So I think we're very lucky right now to be in the position we're in. And, you know, Toby, we're going to do something we haven't done since we started our show, and that is take a quarter after break. So a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back on Case the Race Radio.
Padres take on the Pirates this afternoon at 4. San Diego Padres baseball plays here on XX 1090.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Back to Case the Race with Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp on XX 1090.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Second quarter of Case the Race Radio. I'm Larry Zapp. I'm with my partner, Toby Terrell. You can get a lot of the information we're about at casetherace.com. We sell a couple of products, SoCal Works, and that's Toby Terrell and Donald Harris being where they're supposed to be in the morning in the grandstand at Hollywood Park, which is open for summer training, and beautiful Del Mar track. And I sell National Select. It's a coast-to-coast spot plays. Worried more about vertical handicapping. That's tries and supers trying to hit the big ticket. But I'll tell you what, the guy that has kept Del Mar going, I think, stronger than anybody else, and I think he's the number one cheerleader for Del Mar. I think he's run more horses than anybody down here in the first 3 days, and he gets down here before anybody. And I'm talking about our good buddy, Toby, Barry Abrams. Barry, are you out there?
I'm out here.
Trainer Barry Abrams with us. Barry, they opened the racetrack about a little over a week ago. Were you here for the first day of training?
Absolutely. I've been here. I got here tomorrow. It'll be 2 weeks since I've been here. So the first day I was in the track was Monday.
Well, this is your...
And the track, you know, the track was very, very good the first 10 days I was here. And then Wednesday was good. The racing was good. I mean, times were as fast as... people like, you know, like Hollywood Park, but the track was very good, very safe. Horses loved it. Very quiet track. Horses hit the ground good. And then something happened Wednesday night. And Thursday morning, we couldn't even get on the track. And since the Wednesday night Thursday incident, the track has completely changed. Now it's a very speed biased track. And you know, if you're not one-two turning for home, it could be kind of hard to win. And it almost looks like Hollywood Park again.
Well, Barry, this is Toby Terrell here, and I talked to you, I think, the morning after all of that. And I was out on the track with everybody, you know, when we were all walking around. Peter Miller was out there. He was very vocal. And I was actually shocked to hear the praise from Peter Miller that he had for the racetrack, because I listened to him closely for one good reason. He's had more horses over the track, or as many, as anybody. So when I heard him speak the praise, I got more confidence. And after talking to you and listening to your thoughts on the progression and the day-in, day-out events that we went through, I'm just curious if you had any horses train out there this morning and if you noticed even a more positive change already back to where we were.
Well, the track is still very fast. Obviously, the weather has a lot to do with it also. I mean, it's been cool, you know, yesterday and Thursday and for the races, and today and this morning it's very cool out here. So, and synthetic surfaces are very, very temperature sensitive, I believe. I mean, as much as I know about tracks, which is not much except what I hear and feel, I really do feel that the temperature outside has a lot to do with how the track is in the afternoon. And basically what they try to do here at Del Mar is have the track the same in the morning as it is in the afternoon. But it's pretty hard to do because, you know, we have such severe weather changes from being very cool in the morning to very warm in the afternoon, even though that hasn't happened.
Looks like we lost Barry. Maybe we can get him back. We just lost Barry Abrams. Barry loves Del Mar. He comes down here early in the meet. He works all his horses first couple of days down here, Toby. And
I'm still here.
And you here, Barry?
Yes, I'm still here. No, the track, I just think the track is very safe, but it helps speed horses. You know, it's hard for the closers to come from behind the way it has just been the last couple of days. But I think they'll get it back to the way it should be, you know, which is a good synthetic surface where it's quiet, the horses don't make a lot of noise when they hit the ground. And I think next week you'll find the track to be back to normal, even though, I mean, the track is good right now. To me, I thought it was better before they renovated it for Wednesday night, whatever they did to it.
Well, Barry, some trainers, and not necessarily yourself, like speed, and I'm talking the Bruce Headleys, the Bob Bafferts of the world, and they like to see their 58 and changes on their watches, and I guess looking at Lucky worked, I thought, to my eyes and to Toby's watch and eyes, very nice, and Baffert wasn't happy. So obviously, we have a lot of chefs in this kitchen. But they're going to work on this, and we're down at Del Mar, Barry. It's opening weekend. You've already run a bunch of horses. Is that something you look forward to every summer? Do you plan on running a bunch of your horses and often when you come down to Del Mar for the 7 weeks of racing?
Yes. Well, it's not so much I plan to run here, but just somehow I run them hard for Santa Anita, and I have to give them a little bit. I have to back up a little bit with them, and, you know, so during Holly Park, it's not in so much intentionally, but when you run hard, you get 7-8 races and a horse in one meet, you can't continue on. So I just slow down with him and get him ready for Del Mar. Because this is the first of their biggest at Del Mar. The competition is very tough, but my horses love the sea breeze and the salt in the air.
Talk about that, Barry. I've noticed horses. I'm around the Pete Erden barn a lot. I've noticed the horses. They leave Santa Anita, where we all had a little trouble with our allergies and just the weather, and then we come down here, and I feel like a new guy. Talk about the horses. That sea air does make a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of salt in the air here, and the horses, especially animals, they love salt. They love that's why they eat the soil and the ground. There's a lot of salt and minerals in it, and they it perks them up. They know they're in a different place, and they're happy. For some reason, most of my horses, they just wake up when they come here. Not so much that they weren't alive before. They just come. They enjoy it, just like we do sometimes.
Well, we don't only enjoy it; we love it down here, Barry. And you know, just so everybody out there has a little background on you as a real horseman, a real expert, and a real authority. Definitely a veteran by now. I guess we all are. But you know, your background, I just have to bring this up, goes back to the harness racing days. And I heard so many people that were very close to you talk about your talents as a horseman, namely as a guy who works on the horses, hands-on. One of your good friends down here said he's the best groom that any horse has ever had. And I just want everybody to know that when they hear the name Barry Abrams, they're hearing a guy who's put his – he's learned his trade from where it counts on up. We had having a big event over at Del Mar Hilton, as you well know, and Lucinda said we know Madeline Auerbach. Well, you're Madeline Auerbach's private main trainer for the most part.
Partner as well.
Partner, and you name it, on Unusual Heat, which has allowed you to open such great doors here in California. Now we got to go out and find the next Unusual Heat. In fact, I saw you on HRTV talking about how you watched Unusual Heat at the Barrett sale and just loved the horse but couldn't afford to buy him. And, I understand he's moved now. He's at a different venue. What went into that, and where is he at now?
Well, we moved him to a Harris farm. Basically, not we just had a lot of horses and a lot of broodmares, a lot of mares, a lot of people breeding to him, and Lingus Rancher did such a great job for us, you know, with Unusual Heat and raising the foals there. But we just got too big for the place where we're at. And Buddy Johnson, he wanted to downsize a little bit. He didn't really want to hire more new people to take care of all these horses. So we had to make a decision. Harris Farm was a logical choice because they were close by. And John Harris obviously runs a, you know, class operation, grade one operation. And he's got plenty of help and plenty of land to handle as many horses we have. So
Barry, there's two Unusual Heats scheduled to run today in the grade one 80 Reed. The Usual QT is one of them, and he's just been about as gem of a consistent horse as you can have. And a horse that might need things his own way, but it sure showed his quality. Acclamation. Is this what you saw about a decade ago when you made this horse a stallion? I know you could have sold him overseas. A lot of things, you could have sold him after the first couple of years to Kentucky, maybe Australia. Did you envision we'd get to about the year 2010 and we'd have a couple of Unusual Heats running as serious contenders in a grade one race at Del Mar?
Absolutely. I mean, it was like I was preaching to everybody. I mean, everybody, I said, it's just a matter of time before he's got all grade one winners. And actually, you know, I predicted starting with the year 2009, he's going to start having nothing but great, great, great horses until he disappears. Until Unusual Heat goes away, the crop is going to get better and better, because the mares were bred to him the first 4 or 5 years. Nobody would even consider them to breed to anybody. Those are the giveaway mares that never even run or become riding horses for somebody. Those are the kind of mares we bet to them the first 5 years, and they produce $10 million in winners.
Well, he's leaving a legacy, and you've created a legacy in California. We know the breeding industry is in trouble everywhere. We know Marty Wygod's about to sell his property, and you talked about Buddy Johnson downsizing. But do you see a bright enough future if we do work together and in the California breeding industry? Because it still makes a lot of sense to breed a cowbred, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's, as the years go by, cowbreds will be what you want to have in California, because the purses will be always high for the cowbreds no matter what happens, which way the pendulum swings as far as the live racing and everything else. They will, as long as you get a cowbred, you will have a place to run and you will have a race to run and for a lot of money.
Listen, we got somebody from Mesa, Arizona on the line. I guess his name's Brian, has a question for Barry. So is Brian from Mesa, Arizona there?
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to ask Barry, what's going on with Lethal Heat these days? Thank you.
Lethal Heat has been retired. She's bred to Street Cry, and hopefully she's got the next Zenyatta in her belly.
Well, we hope so, too. I know you sold some of your mares and have gone to Japan. I'm talking Bell or Sizzle. To name another one, in Golden Dock A. And the bottom line is, you were the first grade one winner, as you were supposed to be, with Golden Dock A. Do you have some babies, maybe a name of a two-year-old that we can follow throughout the course of not just this year, this meet, but the rest of his life? Do you have a special horse you think might be the next up-and-coming Unusual Heat before we let you go, Barry?
Well, I have too many of them. I like about a dozen of them. I don't really want to give out names, I just don't want to jinx them. But
fair enough.
There'll be a lot of good ones coming up the next 2, 3, 4 months.
Hey, Barry, make sure you come back before the meet's over. We'll see you over at the Karma event, and that's at the Del Mar Hilton tonight. Have a great, successful meet. You got a lot of seconds and thirds already. Let's make them into winners, and we'll see you down the road. That's Barry Abrams. Thanks again, Barry.
Thank you.
All right, that was Barry Abrams and our second special guest, and now our third in most important guest is on the line. He's my partner over at Hollywood Park. He's so dedicated as a young guy that he stays at Hollywood Park to take care of business and lets us come down here and basically be in the party. But all that's going to pay off for us all summer long as we do this show, because our information's going to stay on top. It's going to stay grade A quality. A couple of people are not too happy with the fact that I wouldn't let the Kobe Bryant of the clocking crew come down here. But Donald Harris, you're at Hollywood Park now. Is that correct?
It is, guys. What's going on?
Well, Donald, lots going on. We know one thing. We have Rachel Alexandra, a horse Toby likes to talk about. Toby watched train early in her career. She's running at Monmouth today. They kind of made a special race for her. They moved it forward a week. It's the Ladies' Secret. And, you know, you don't mention Rachel Alexandra too often these days without mentioning the great Zenyatta and you being at Hollywood Park. And I read some comments by Mike Smith the other day concerning Zenyatta's last three-quarter mile workout, and we think she's going to run into Clement Hirsch, but who knows? The Pacific Classic still coming up at this meet. Have you seen Zenyatta, and are all these accolades that Mr. Smith has thrown at her, is this the Zenyatta we've been waiting for? He called it the best Zenyatta since right before the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, I think it's the best she's looked since coming back from Oaklawn. Sheriff's has gradually let her do more. He's been creative in the drills that she's worked in. This last drill, she broke about 2.5 behind a horse that I didn't name because the horse didn't actually get a work. And then at the 3-furlong pole, they broke off Green Cat several lengths in front, which, of course, gets Zenyatta very aggressive, which led to a 29-2 final 3/16, which is, you know, that's real time, and finishing in 12-1 on my watch. It's the most aggressive she's been in the morning, and like I said, I think it's her best drill since coming back from Oakland. I'm not willing to say that she's back to what she was before the Classic. That drill before the Classic was so freakish where, you know, she looked like she wasn't hitting the ground, and I don't think she's back to that point yet, but she is doing really well.
No, that's great. That's great news for everybody, certainly here in California first and then all around the nation for all the Zenyatta fans. I kind of just got to be tongue-in-cheek because I have a kind of a bias. I just got to let everybody know. I was blessed enough to be able to leave here and go to Churchill Downs a couple of years ago, and who would have ever dreamed that I get to watch this little light-made filly just catch my eye and blossom into a superstar, quite honestly. I'll leave my opinion out of it, but I'm talking about Rachel Alexandra. She's going to run today at 3 o'clock our time. That's Pacific time, I believe, back at Monmouth. And, you know, we're not going to assume anything. I guess she's 1-9 on the line, so how are you going to bet her? But at least we all get to watch her and, I guess, draw all these comparisons still in our mind. If indeed the big match race does happen, we'll hold out hope. But we won't hold our breath. I think that's the right attitude on everything all the way around. But we had a real, maybe a superstar show up here on opening day in the Oceanside Stakes, and you got to watch this horse, Donald Train, for John Sadler, and he let no one down. I took a good long look at him on the track opening day. He looked beautiful, and he ran beautiful. His name is Twirling Candy. And where are we going to put the limits on this guy?
You know, that's a great question. I got to give Larry kudos. Maybe Larry can expound on Twirling Candy, because I know he was on this horse before he ever raced. I kind of was late onto the bus after that gigantic 124 flat work just before the Oceanside. But Larry, what was it you saw on this horse early on that told you he could possibly be a superstar?
You know, I can't wait to talk about that. But right now, it's our halftime break. We're going to go to a sponsor for Case the Race Radio. And, of course, we're talking about the beautiful Del Mar Racetrack. And we'll be back in a moment.
Padres take on the Pirates this afternoon at 4. San Diego Padres baseball plays here on XX 1090.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
More of Case the Race with Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp on XX 1090.
Hey, we're back. More of Case the Race Radio. And right before we went on break, Donald Harris asked me what I saw in Twirling Candy. You know, it's like looking at the athlete we talked about earlier in the show that Toby's been comparing you to. I'm talking Kobe Bryant. You know, a little more length, little more leg, just a little more athleticism, just a little more of everything. And isn't that what really makes a special athlete, a little more of everything, whether it's a bigger heart? Because sometimes you see these horses come in small packages. Sometimes they come in large packages, like a Zenyatta. Sometimes it's graceful, like Rachel Alexandra. But Twirling Candy Donald, this horse just has a wiriness to him. He covers ground. He does things effortless. And I remember Larry Benavides, the key assistant to John Sadler, showing me him galloping some time ago. And you could just see how much ground this horse covered. He's by the Great Candy Ride. Really has a bright future. And all of a sudden, and Toby, what are your thoughts about this? Three-year-old crop, you know, which might have looked a little weak going through the Triple Crown, but, you know, Fleet Express back east, this guy Twirling Candy, you know, along with Sydney's Candy, and Looking at Lucky. You saw Looking at Lucky's work the other day, Toby. What did it look like to you? Baffert wasn't necessarily happy with the time of the work, and they kind of messed with the track a little. But what did you see when you saw this, I guess, the leading candidate for three-year-old champion work at Del Mar the other morning?
You know, I only wish that at Santa Anita, Bob Baffert will he'll stand pretty close to my vicinity, and we'll kind of banter back and forth about maybe just what happened with his workers. A lot of times he likes to check his times, confirm certain things on the watch more than anything. And, you know, I only wish I was around Bob after this horse worked at Del Mar on Wednesday, because I thought the horse looked sensational. In fact, you talk about athletes. A lot of what makes an athlete is the way they get off the ground, and you know, and the way they can get off the ground, and the physics that goes into that is what makes a speed runner, period, whether it's a human athlete or a thoroughbred racehorse. And I thought Looking at Lucky was getting off the ground higher than I've ever seen him get off the ground. I was floored by the work. I loved it. And then I hear that Bob wasn't – I just think that he's just expecting too much greatness from this promising horse, Looking at Lucky. I know he's so emotional about the horse. He wants the horse to become a champion this year, maybe of a wide open 3-year-old champion race. And I just hope that I hope Looking at Lucky's doing great. And I thought he looked great, and it's exciting for us. I don't know. I guess he's not going to run here per se, but we'll all keep watching him, and we have to as fans. And keep watching all the nice horses.
Yeah, he's pointing to the Haskell, who gets Rachel today at Monmouth, and they're going to have Looking at Lucky if things go right there. So even though there's some turmoil from the New Jersey legislature, save for another show, which we talk about, we're going to save a lot for the future. But for today, let's get into some handicapping, because, guys, that's why a lot of people do listen to us. They want to learn about the great game and share our experiences and our guests' experiences. But, you know, we sponsor this radio program with CaseTheRace.com. My product's National Select. What I do is I search around the country, if not North America, because I look at Woodbine in Canada a lot. And what I'm looking for is value, looking for price horses, but looking for price plays. And I'm looking more on the vertical side, you know, even though, and I wanted to just mention, Del Mar has started this very successful 50-cent pick four, and I'm really becoming a huge fan, and we're going to go over the pick four momentarily. And the 50 cents allows the smaller player to get more involved and maybe spread a little more, where maybe in the old days you missed something, but today you can spread a little more. Let's jump to one of my National Select plays of the day, and you can get that on CaseTheRace.com every day. I'm going to go to Woodbine, where they run one of the biggest races of the day, and it's race number 8 at Woodbine. It's the Nijinsky Stakes. It's a grade 2 stakes going 1 1/8 on the lush Woodbine turf course. And this is a one-turn race at Woodbine. Their turf course, for those who have never watched Woodbine racing, it sits outside the main track. So it's actually the one closest to the fans. And they run a lot of nice turf races there, and with a lot of nice turf horses. And I'm hoping I'm uncovering one, and it's race 8 at Woodbine. I'm going with a horse that's 9-2 on the morning line that I think is going to go off higher, and I'm talking about the 5 horse, Southdale. This is a son of Street Cry out of a St. Bilotto mare that has never attempted turf. And sometimes when you're handicapping, you know, you're going to get paid for things that have never happened before. And to try to take on this quality field, and believe me, it's a quality field with a horse who's never tried turf, all I can say is, watching Southdale's races, I believe he's going to move up on turf. Street Cries love the turf. I've always wanted Zenyatta to try it. And I'll tell you, the Melbourne Cup winner in Australia last year, their big race was a Street Cry. So let's go at number five. At, I think, an overlaid price. He's 9-2 on the line. I think he's going to go off closer to 6-1. And I'm speaking of the five-horse Southdale in race eight at Woodbine. And I'm just going to play him on top of four other horses. And that's the one Spice Route, the two Grand Adventure, the three the Speed of the Race, Utterly Cool, and the Class of the Race, the eight Rahi's Attorney. So that's the five with the 1-2-3-8. It's one of my spot plays around the country that you can get on Case the Race, casetherace.com. It's called National Select. Toby, you ready to jump into the pick four?
I'm ready. I'm on the edge of my seat here. And before we do, I just want to say that for that 50-cent bet last night, the 50-cent pick four at Del Mar, which ran ended on race eight, which was our last race, 5, 6, 7, 8. That 50-cent bet had a pick four pool of $543,000, and it returned $337. And I venture to say, you know, I always had to be – I worked on Wall Street. I always had to catch myself when I'd say best investment in the world because stocks were always going through the roof and I couldn't say that. Now I can be bold. Now I can say best investment in the world, 50-cent pick four that comes back $337 right at Del Mar. Sets a beautiful table for us to go into today's late pick four, which will begin on race seven. And we get a nice little maiden race here to start it all off at 5.5 furlongs. Over the Poly Track at Del Mar, and Doug O'Neill. Well, you mentioned the leaderboard. There he goes again, and we have to stop one more time and talk about last night because we're on XX 1090 right now, and XX 1090 was represented in a huge way at Del Mar yesterday with a huge winner to kick off that pick four named Position A, claimed by the Great Friends Stable. And I got to tell you, looking down at that winner circle from high atop the press box with my high-powered binoculars, I never seen a guy, and I guess he's a triathlete in himself, talking about Scott Kaplan. I never seen a guy further off the ground than he was in that winner circle.
That was something, wasn't it? That was really something. Watching the Great Friends, and you know, it's about the groups. We had Scott Williams, our buddy from Owner Stable, on last week. These syndicates are the wave. Get people involved, not too much expenditure, and how much fun you have winning with other people, Toby. And you know, you mentioned the start of today's pick four, and we've got a doozy. These are two-year-olds. I'd say over half the horses in the field come out of two-year-old sales. I'm very familiar with these horses, but I haven't necessarily watched them train with a stopwatch and binoculars. I know you and Donald Harris have. Donald, down there at Hollywood Park, anything you can toss into the mix to try to get us underway in this pick four with the 50-cent bet, and we're going to see over a half a million on weekends for sure because we saw over half a million on both Wednesday and Friday. It's the best pool in North America, the 50-cent pick four. Donald, can you start us off in race number seven?
Yeah, quick overview of the horses I've seen. Red Sharp Humor on the rail for Jerry Hollendorfer, which is a colt I think has talent. I hate the rail draw. And the gate drills I saw, he always broke a step slow. And then Toby commented in his July 21st Del Mar gate drill that he broke a step slow. So I'm guessing with that kind of those kind of quirks and the rail draw at 5.5, I'm going to pass. Paleo Prince, the number five from the Alexis Barba barn, just has not done enough to warrant serious respect in my mind his first time out. So I'm passing on him. And then the Jeff Bondi colt, which everyone takes notice when Bondi has a first-time starter as a two-year-old. That July 9th, 59-1 bullet, obviously on the clock it was pretty good, but visually it was just average. I had 35-1, 59-2. He was on the wrong lead, and he was under some pressure. So it's another horse that I'm just going to wait on to see if he matures as time goes on. And I'll pass it along to Toby because I think he has the horses we're going to be using.
Going to put the hammer down with Toby Terrell. Race number seven. These are two-year-olds, most of them first-time starters. This is what Del Mar is about, Toby, finding these horses that might be competing at the end of the meet in the Del Mar Futurity. But for today?
Well, today it's all about winning the first leg of the pick four, and I'm hoping that we talked about him, talked about the trainer, Doug O'Neill. Well, he's got a first-time starter in here ridden by Joel Rosario named Just Imagine, and this is an Unbridled Song, big, good-looking colt. I'll tell you what, if you want to look at the color of the horses, like Trevor Denman was doing out there this morning for the big donuts crowd that was out there watching the horses train. This horse I thought was a black horse. Turns out he's a gray. But with all that said, he can run. He's got talent, and we talked about nice workouts over the track. He's got one right on July 17th out of the gate, which gate workouts generally mean more than the other type flat workouts when you talk about two-year-olds. Just imagine should come out running. He will have to run to win a nice race. Peter Miller has a horse in here that actually ran in a very highly rated race. Joburg Star, David Flores has the mount on this gelding. I'm going to use him as well. I'm going to use two horses myself, the 9-horse, Just Imagine, and the 3-horse, Joburg Star, and hope that I can get that first leg knocked off.
Yeah, the only thing I'm going to add to it is number 6 horse, the Phenom, and I understand you missed his gate work because you came down to Del Mar for last Sunday, and I had him as a speedball early horse from my notes at the Barrett sale. So I'm going to guess with being by DeStoops, who I believe won his first race real easy for Bob Baffert. And I'm thinking the Phenom, owned by Ed Mace, a local Arcadia guy. I'm thinking Joe Talamo, who's kind of off to a little bit of a slow start, but I expect some wins from Mr. Talamo. I'm going to add the 6, the Phenom, to your 9 and your 3. And that takes us to the feature race, and it's our first, I guess, dandy of the meet, the grade 1, Eddie Reed. I'm going to assume Acclamation stays in the race. He was entered tomorrow in the Calbred Stakes. That didn't come up necessarily a lot easier. You've got the other unusual heat, the usual QT, and you've also got the winner, the horse I like, the winner from the Hollywood Park Grade 1 Shoemaker Stakes, and I'm speaking of number 2, Victor's Cry. I've watched Victor's Cry for over a year just develop into a nice son of Street Cry. In fact, the horse I gave out at Woodbine, it's the same kind of angle. Put these horses on grass, and I think they even get better. It's in the pedigree. It's in the blood. Number 2, Victor's Cry, is going to get my top billing, and I think the horse to beat is the 3-horse, the usual QT. So I'm going 2-3 in the second leg. Anything to add to that, Donald?
No, I would just echo the usual QT. When he gets on grass, he's a really tough gelding because he sits in his spot. He finds his comfort zone, stalking just off the pace. I think the most interesting part of this race is the possible pace scenario. It'll be interesting to see what kind of tactics Santiago Reyes takes and Rosario, because they both have legitimate pace horses.
And when we come back from our final break, I will go over the Eddie Reed handicap. I want to give a shout-out before we do break to the son of the name of this Grade 1 event. Must have been a heck of a guy, Eddie Reed, because his son, Tim Reed, speaking of developing, he's been in management for some 40 years here in Southern California, and he's developed into, good enough to be hired by Del Mar. Let's just leave it at that. We'll come back right after this.
This afternoon at 4, San Diego Padres baseball plays here on Double X 1090.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Case the Race with Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp, around the turn on Double X 1090.
Okay. We jump right back into that aforementioned Eddie Reed Grade 1 handicap at Del Mar. That's our featured race today, race number 8. And these talented horses lining up at 1 1/8 miles over this lush green turf course, the Jimmy Durante Turf Course at Del Mar. I'm going with the usual QT here for James Cassidy. And by the way, Mr. Cassidy had a very nice winner here yesterday over this turf course. Mr. Cassidy, showing that he knows how to train turf horses as well as anyone these days. The usual QT, he's done a magnificent job with training this guy. Only say that because of the current condition that he's in. He looks fantastic. He's galloping over the turf with bounding strides, and he's going to run a big race, but this is no gimme. Victor's Cry, the horse Larry talked about, was explosive in winning the Shoemaker Mile at Hollywood Park. And you can never count the very colorful character of all characters, Mr. Julio Canani, out of the mix in a Grade 1 turf race. He's got Lou Breton. He's also got Rafael Bejarano in the saddle. So I might venture to go three deep in here using the three-horse, the usual QT, the five-horse Lou Breton, and the two-horse Victor's Cry. Leave it at that and go to the ninth race, Larry.
Yeah, the ninth race is an absolute wide-open grab bag. I mean, these are straight three-year-old, these are three-year-old fillies and up, 12-5, non-winners two lifetimes. So nobody's won more than one race. And, you know, you look down and you see people coming from, horses coming from everywhere. I mean, the logical horse in the race, Toby and Donald, and to me, is the five Gotham Spirit. Just off the trouble trip last time, I really liked the race two back. Second to a dropper for Doug O'Neill that day, Miss Margaritaville, that didn't look like she can lose. I would make that my top selection. I could tell you I can make cases for virtually most of the runners in this race. Way on the outside, Doug O'Neill's here to win races. He drops back nine Doc. Cuts back in distance. The distance, basically, it broke its maiden at. And I think those legged-up route turf races, dropping down in distance and getting Bejarano, might be all this horse need at a pretty good price for Bejarano, 8-1. And the third horse I'm going to use off of her last race for me is Tammy's Luck. She beat Gotham Spirit last time. Blinkers go on. Nice, cozy post. I just want to get some value in Quinones and Kristen Mulhall. Definitely ensure some value for me. I'm going to go three deep in this very wide open, I think very tough race. And I'm talking 5, 10, and 12 for me. How about you, Donald?
Yeah, I can't make heads or tails of this race, so I'm going to cheat and just pass it over to Toby and piggyback whatever he goes with.
Well, we're going to need a scorecard to keep all these. I guess we're going to use half the field when all is said and done. So everybody get your pencils and pens and crayons out. On that note, hello to my son Tanner Nels Terrell, who is, I'll tell you what, he's going to be on a poster for Del Mar. What a little surfer dude he's turning into, going to be in junior lifeguards here next week. But with all that said, we need a lot of horses, I guess, to use in this race. Larry said 5, 10, and 12. I'm going to throw the two-horse in there, Fleet Royale. I'm going to throw the 11-horse Church Avenue in there, who I've been waiting on for a year to put it together. That filly is 12-1 on the line, and David Flores is up. And the number 2-horse Fleet Royale also in the mix for me in a wide number 7 Ash Fork as well for Jeff Mullen. So, Larry, did you keep all those numbers straight?
Yeah, I want to say we're using the 2, 5, 7, 10, 11, 12. That's six of the horses. But don't be afraid to take our runners. Last Saturday in the last race going over the pick four, Donald gave us Southern Victory, the winner, and Who You Foolin'. I threw in Quietly Waiting, who I think still should have won the race, Valdez. I just can't even explain that right. But I'll tell you what, you listen to us and you box them in a trifecta like you did last week, and I think it was something ridiculous like $965. Don't be afraid to take our opinion and go vertical with them, because we're going both ways if we can, and that is to make money and try to make some legitimate scores. Donald, why don't you round out today's pick four, 10th race, another pretty wide open race. These are a mile on the grass, 50,000 straight three-year-olds. Looks wide open. How do you break it down?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it pretty simple in the finale. Otto Von Voom, I believe, is the deserving favorite and the horse to beat. Mullins has got him in form, and the confident little jump in class, I think, shows that. And the horse he beat, Sarava's Wild Again, the lighter made gelding, who just puts it down and will give you absolutely his best, throws the blinkers on, worked in those blinkers and turned in an honest 5-furlong drill over the Hollywood surface. I'm looking at those two. Toby, what are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at the three horse as well. Otto Von Voom for Jeff Mullins. Looking forward to seeing him down here at Del Mar. You won't recognize him these days. I'm going to have to talk to him about that. He's turned into some kind of a cross between a lumberjack, mountain man, and I know one thing. He's one heck of a horseman. We'll throw Wrangler in there as well. Why not? Number three, Otto von Voom, my key selection in the last race, and I do believe that a price could win, though. It's wide open, 10-horse field. Number seven, Sarava's Wild again, like you mentioned, eligible to win. Siete Machos is a genuine runner for Walter Solis. If the horse gets loose on the lead, he could be double tough to run down, and he is 8-1 on the line. So 3, 7, and 6. Again, we need a scorecard, but that is good news because that means that 50-cent pick four might pay balloons again.
Yeah, you know, the 50-cent pick four, we can't tell you enough what this means. This means your potential to spread on your own is great, is heightened, and you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but you can spread more with the 50-cent pick four, which I am going to add to 9 fantastic pick. I think this horse comes out of the strongest races. Bogey and Hockley would be very low odds in this race. I agree with you on Siete Machos, Toby, very much. And I'm going to throw in one more price horse, and that is Mike Mitchell on the outside. Sufi Dancer. This is a Dixieland band out of an Afternoon Delights mare with 2 straight wins for a very hot barn, Mike Mitchell. Even with the bad post, you get Bejarano. So I'm going to make the fans go even deeper and add the number 9 and number 10. So I guess we're at 3, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And for 50 cents, we can really spread. And let's hope we take it down today. And that's the late pick four, sponsored by CaseTheRace.com, Toby.
And with that, we are down to our 2-minute drill, which means it is best bet time. And I'll tell you what, after being here a few days, even this morning, rushing over here to the beautiful XX studio, not too far away from the racetrack, what a lively crowd. Donuts at Del Mar, about 100 people around the starting gate watching the great horses right up close break out of the gate. Just nothing but electricity, excitement, young and old alike, all out there just in the morning just to kick it off at beautiful Del Mar. No better place on the planet. That I know. We all are the most fortunate people just to be here and go into best bet time. Over to you, Larry. Donald, and I'll close it out.
Yeah, I want people to go every day, every racing day, to DMTC.com. That's the Del Mar website. Under the handicapping page, you get a free pick, a free selection from me every day. And it paid off second day of the meet with Soul Candy at 1920. Today, my selection on the site is race number 1, number 4, for our good buddy Vladimir Serin, Format V, 4-1 with Joel Rosario. This guy puts an honest run in every time. I think he's going to love this poly track, and he can lay close enough with enough speed in a race. Number 4, Format V, in race number 1, my play of the day at Del Mar, and definitely go to CaseTheRace.com, Toby. We're National Select and SoCal Works, and the winner's card all get sold, as does the winner's card here at Del Mar. And have a great opening weekend, everyone. XAPA.